Not sure where to start today. This is the series Examining the Alien Mind. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. March the 17th, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2011. Not too far away from 2012. There's a great mix, great agendas operative in the world. There really are. You're listening because of that. You're listening as a believer in Christ, or you're listening on the other side of the fence, maybe even a seeker, maybe those who oppose everything we talk about. This week we're talking about the alien mind. There are those that believe it is ultra-terrestrial, those that believe clearly, like Richard Greer, listening to Mr. Greer's Disclosure Project materials today, wondering with 400 witnesses, he says, out of the government, out of military, out of the intelligence community, that will testify to the direct and personal experience with these entities. They would testify. 400 out of the government, out of the military, out of the intelligence communities, the CIA, DIA, NSA, and others around the world. Ancient Aliens broadcast the documentary just the other night that over half the world believes that aliens, entities, something out there exists and is interacting and is engaging humanity in a progressive and more demonstrative, encounters. Now, Mr. Greer teaches that disclosure is imminent and that there is a great desire. I've heard Richard Hoagland speak about it and others on Coast to Coast, a great desire for disclosure. They want the information that they say the intelligence communities have in the deep, dark $32 billion black ops projects. They want the info. There's claim by Richard Hoagland and many others and Mr. Greer in the Disclosure Project, that out of these 400 government, military, and intelligence analysts, agents, directors, that there is technology that these entities have given far superior to anything we have seen. One of the reasons I brought up the question about the pyramid. Just a question, just a theory, something to look into. Planetary defense weapon systems. One of the things I listened to today from Mr. Greer Disclosure Project was the goal of discussion over space weapons. The book that I've quoted in my own book on planetary defense weapon systems, how we as a globe military needs to acquire the technology to have the kind of weaponry that can be shot up into space in case something does descend down out of space. So there is a collective growing. Oh, let me tell you this. Two individuals from NASA, two individuals from the DOD, weapons specialists, developers, engineers. They're the ones that put the book together. And in the book on planetary defense weapon systems, the sub-engagement of the book is the issue of whether or not entities from out of space will bring some form of attack here. One watching modern day movies and the new one by Spielberg to come out would think that we would need this. But I'm going to say again and hope that I can capture your attention to infallible, unalterable, irrevocable, prophetic insight. The future is known, infallibly known. With all the contingencies, all the possibilities, all the interactions, it is in detail. It is unveiled in its sequence. And it gives both the critical mass, the global intention, the actual emotion and words out of the mouths of individuals in the future. I'm going to tell you again, and I pray that all prophecy students of biblical revelation will take note of this. The developing satanic agenda is not just about the chaos, not just about the Antichrist, not just about world global control. All of that is true, but it has an ulterior motive. In a book I'm writing, just simply titled R-1919. The real endgame, the Theron, the beast, comes out onto the field with a military system that is probably the most technologically advanced, spiritually endowed from the dark side, even though they think it might be light. Meta schizmatitai. They have the ability to change the outward appearance. They have the ability to morph, to present themselves by what they perceive is needed. Like a sexual predator who can look at a child and smile with vulnerable face and seem kind and seem helpful and seem generous. All the while behind that mask is the intent to rape and to use and to gratify self in the most radical evil way. What I'm going to tell you again today is that the alienologists and ufologists Van Daniken and Giorgio and so many of the books and even the Disclosure Project doesn't say. There are entities there, no question about it. They are up in the air, no question about it. They are interacting and have interacted and will continue to interact, no question about it. The mask is the issue. The lie, the deception, the seduction, the authors, the hiddenness, the obscurity, those are the issues. What are the real intent? What's behind the mask? How will they rape humanity? How will they inflict pain and torture and servitude and slavery and control over humanity? And what's it all about? In game R-1919. R-1919, it is the exact fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago. The Spirit of God moves on a writer. The writer pens the words. God brings the question, asks the peoples globally, asks the nations globally, engages the kings of the earth on a global scale. They should listen now. Queen Beatrix, King Juan Carlos, President Obama, the prime ministers, and on and on and on down the list should listen. This comes from heaven. This comes out of heaven. The question is, why do they conspire? Why do they rage? And then take their stand. Did you notice it, Psalm 2? They take their stand against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ, Jesu Christu. This is all about the prophecy that is demonstrated as being fulfilled in Revelation 19, specifically 1919. It is yet in the future. How many years away? 7, 8, 9, 10? I don't know. Armageddon is not the nations fighting each other. Armageddon is not Russia fighting against Israel and Iran joining and China coming in and the United. That's national wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Yes, there'll be a lot of that. There'll be the attempt to annihilate Israel. That's right. Ezekiel's prophecies will what God has said will occur. It will. As always, it will occur. But when it comes to Armageddon, there should be a silence for a few moments. Out of the hundreds of books and everything else in films, we should set them all aside and go back to biblical revelation. Revelation 16. A coming planetary scale ritual release of supernatural presence and power of the already layered mark-taken, image-worshipping kings, nations, and peoples. A release on a planetary scale, a spiritual wave of miraculous, supernatural powers. You read about it, Revelation 16, out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the Theron, the beast, Antichrist, out of the mouth of the Theron, the beast, the false prophet, a release. There are targets, kings of the earth. What is it all about? What is it for? What is the goal of the power of that dark side on a planetary scale? The goal? Gather them. The great gathering, Armageddon. That's what it's all about, gathering. That's what the end game is all about, gathering the global Luciferic, inspired, the ideology had been embraced. The idolatry also is there. The mark has been taken. The beast has been worshipped by the image. Technology and spirit combined, perhaps. The gathering of the largest, advanced in technology and in supra natural powers in Megiddo, Armageddon, the great day of God Almighty. Reason for this massive global military system led out onto the field by Theron himself. Where are the weapons aimed? Up into the skies. What is the target? The rider on the white horse. Jesu Christu, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the final culmination of the book of Revelation, Apocalypse Jesu Christu, the visible unveiling of God Christ descending. The heavens open up. The sign of the Son of Man is seen in the book of Daniel 2,600 years ago. It is spoken and written. It is then by the Spirit of God incorporated into the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Every eye shall see him. That is the eyes of those who rejected Christ, the eyes of those who spit at God, the eyes of those who embraced the Antichrist as a savior, as a world leader, as a political power, the eyes of those who have taken a mark branded and worshiped the image of the beast. They're loyal to the side. They're loyal. They're the ones already with the precursors that then the new final spiritual global wave draws them, gathers them like a massive global activation. And they come there to that central place. You read about it, Revelation 16, the The power behind Armageddon. There is no Armageddon without that power. There is no globalism without that power. There is no Luciferic presence without that power. There are no rituals being done without that power. There's no development in the New Age without that power. There's no Mayan civilization without that power. You can go all the way back to Sumer. You can go all the way back to the Garden. Fallen cherub, an entity. Extra dimensional. Engages humanity solid, not a ghost, not smoke, not a vapor. Engages humanity. Every believer that I'm speaking to right now understands, and if you do understand spiritual warfare, it is that array, Cosmocrators, Archon, Exousia, Planos, fallen angels. You and I, with all we've experienced so far, based on biblical prophecy, we have not seen literally anything yet. The bulging at the seams, the spilling over, the manifestations, counterfeit, pseudo, apostles, prophets, teachers, doctrine, sign, wonder, and miracle. Everything that God has done, God has spoke, God has promised. It seems the other side has counterfeited and sought to mimic in every single detail. The end game of Armageddon, Revelation 19:19. You know what it's all about? Raising those weapons into the sky, and this is the third attempt to annihilate God. In the heavenlies, it was attempted to exalt himself before above the stars of God, to ascend. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. The absolute force of will by a once anointed cherub, a being of splendor, desecrated his sanctuaries, transmuted his existence. He has everything to do with the fall of the human race, subjecting the human race in its fear of death. Hebrews chapter 2, check it out. There is a conqueror, Christ. There is the King of kings and Lord of lords that will descend out of the heavenlies at that trumpet call of God. Oh yes, just before, depending on the timing, prior to that visible descent would be the harpezo. The catching up. The dead in Christ rises first. Those who are alive, snatched up, a glorification, instantaneous immortality, indestructible, irreversible. If you're a believer listening right now, you're already seen in biblical prophetic literature in the future. Circle Revelation 19:14. If you're a believer in Christ, born of the Spirit of God, there you are. Redemptive clothes, the figure of victory, white horses, coming down. On the earth, at that moment in history, in the future, there's not one believer left. They've all been taken. Only those, as said 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, they refused to love the truth and so be saved. They delighted in wickedness. And so the Satanists, the undergrounders, the Luciferian, the Black Flamers, and all those that want to embrace Barbara Marx Hubbard's evolution of human consciousness, the great critical catastrophic cleansing that will rid the earth of, well, they used to say millions and now they say billions. They believe they're part of the pale horse, the pale horse, the chlorine horse, the green horse, death, Hades, 1/4 of humanity, over a few billion lost in a very short amount of time. And yet there's a clamoring for disclosure. Yet there is a desire, and that desire created by the seducing, menacing, masqueraded presence, it helps to open the doors. New Agers and others are doing what they do spiritually to help open those doors. Alienologists and ufologists that want those doors to open are seeking to go worldwide, Luciferic invocation, things that will help open those doorways. There is a resistor. I'll mention that in a moment. There is a sovereign hand in all of this for the sake of redemption. Yours, as you're listening, welcome to this talk. For those new, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. To those in Russia, we've been praying to get to you. For those in China, nonstop prayer to get in further and further. They're in Mumbai, they're in India, they're in the Muslim countries, and they're the Mediterranean, among the islands, Scandinavian countries, all of Europe, belly of the beast. A note sent to me from a friend, Wales. In Wales, satanic ritual abuse and the discovery of sexual ritual abuse of children, a number of individuals being arrested and imprisoned, but it all stems back to the ritual abuse. On the ritual calendar, 15th through the 17th, satanic rituals, moving all the way 3 days from now to the 20th of March. Heads up, big ritual time between the 15th and ultimately the 20th of March. Blood rituals. What's done in the deep, dark secret is one thing. What's done in the face of humanity, though masqueraded, do you think for a moment the Antichrist is going to look ugly and scary and ferocious? Do you think for the moment we can go back to Daniel and see the Word of God unveil the profile about his face, about his mouth, about his eyes? Or once again, defining the biblical word chosen by the Spirit of God, Theron. No doubt a super being, most likely on the planet now, yet to be unveiled. Apocalypse Anthroposonomos, 2 Thessalonians 2. Disclosure, there's going to be a lot of disclosure in the great chaos that is to come. This will be off the charts, far beyond what has happened in Japan. Along with all of the other kind of environmental disruptions will be the explosions, the shutting down of the grid, the stoppage of the food chain, and delivery, and transportation, communication, and unleashing of hundreds of thousands of satanic super soldiers, triggered not only to create the anarchy, the chaos, and the fear, but to eliminate the pre-chosen resistors. The Black Awakening, as they call it. The undergrounders can tell you about it. The occultists and 2012ers and ufologists, alienologists, they're all expecting it. Biblically, God has peeled back Satan's playbook and said, here's what he's going to do. And then the apocalypse of the Antichrist, and then the control, and then the rise, the ascendancy out of the earth of the false prophet, and then control, and then, well, eventually, the two witnesses will be released. What a heyday that's going to be. And then there's going to be the abyss. You ever read about it? Revelation 9? You ever look out clearly what it says? How they, these things, these entities, crossing over dimensionally, will come down upon the earth. There's no question it'll be perceived as an alien intrusion. You can check it out, Revelation chapter 9. On our website, shadowthedarkness.net, both sides, scrolling down, you'll find where we have a series on the abyss. And we're writing materials on this issue because I believe it has everything to do with the end game. The end game, Armageddon, weapons raised into the skies. My question is, what will be the acquisition of all the old stuff? Spiritually, it seems as though the dark side is opening ancient doors, the Mayan temples, the ziggurats, unleashing what may be purposely embedded satanic counterfeit prophetic information that is nothing more than the revealing of Luciferic agenda. Layering what's already going on, one wonders. One wonders. I wonder what the weaponry will be like at Armageddon. As I look at all the pieces, there's no question that the source of power, the source behind hundreds of millions of people, behind the most advanced military system in human history, behind the technologies, it is the pinnacle of dark power. Not only have they been baptized in it, not only have they been cloaked with it, but the military system of the world future will be activated in the most unified system the world has ever known. And its only goal, raising its weapons into the sky. Maybe they think that it's a defense. Maybe they've been convinced that something evil is coming down out of the sky. Maybe they've been told they are the saviors of the earth. They are the recreators of the world. They are the ones that will protect and guard the fallen, broken, in bondage earth. They are the ones that need to stop what they will be told is an alien intruder. Jesu Christu. Revelation 19. It is predicted out of the book of Daniel. It is again emphasized in Matthew 24 and the book of Revelation. The sign of the Son of Man that everyone will see, everyone, and those that remain on the earth after the harpezo, catching up with the saints, glorification of all of those who've believed on Christ, those who have loved God, those who have responded to the call. Even as God calls you, even as God summons you to the Christ who gave his life at the cross, God loves you. God's come for you. God has come to fix your heart, your dying, your hell-bound soul. Jesus Christ. When it comes to the end of the age, the apex of seduction, apex of deception, apex of it all. But Armageddon is the end game, really. So when I listen to all of the scientists, engineers, weapons development people from, well, many different places, as I listen to Mr. Greer today, speaking to government officials, people in the president's cabinet, people in the intelligence communities, military men and women, and even as some of you in those backgrounds would be listening to this, this is your heads up that the world is being driven to globalism politically, on a military basis, economically, environmentally. The pitch is going to be to save the world, the globe, and experience the development of a new humanity. All of the entities, so-called aliens, that's what they are communicating to military remote viewers and hundreds of thousands of others who have engaged them. So in the evolutionary development of weapons And if Mr. Greer, that I listened to today, listen, from the Disclosure Project, with many in military and government and the intelligence communities agreeing that there is weaponry that none of us out here in the public has ever seen, that there is weapons that are being developed for planetary defense purposes. To be able to be raised into the skies and to shoot at what is perceived as intruders. The targets of the evolutionary development of satanic sequence, political and military power. The need for the economics, it's all being siphoned off. Antichrist has a big European checkbook. What is disclosure? The Disclosure Project, and the words coming out of Mr. Greer's mouth a few moments ago as I listened were, quote, "We are at the end of the childhood of the human race. The idea is that we've got to wake up to our cosmic brothers and get ready for engagement. There is no question that biblical prophecy speaks about a day of great revolt, and it involves a massive unleashing of the satanic, luciferic purpose. But then an apocalypse. The idea of a visible arrival. 2 Thessalonians 2. Apocalypse, Anthropos, Anamos. This is the little horn of Daniel. This is the Theron of the book of Revelation. The apocalypse has the idea of someone who's always and has been, well, been there for some period of time, undisclosed, but now disclosed. No question in the alienologist's ideology and belief system that a supra, maybe alien-oriented being, maybe that's the selling point of the Antichrist. The Mahdi to the Muslims, the world teacher to the Alice Baileyites and the New Agers. An extraterrestrial presence, humanoid, but supra-natural or supra-human to the alienologists. No doubt spouting the belief in and the promise of an evolutionary development of the totality of humanity, and that is in the toolbox of the Antichrist. It involves a mark. It involves an image that spirit is breathed into and speaks and seems to be alive. Jesus said those days, listen to me carefully, there is nothing in recorded history that compares to what is to come. On a supernatural level, a manifestation level, a deception level, a breaking down, destabilization, and crumbling of the world systems, the labor pains, just simply the idea of the labor pains alone will scare and shock the world because of the wickedness, so many will grow cold. And when the red horse, what they refer to as a black awakening, a satanic awakening, peace is sucked out, removed instantaneously from the world, from the earth. The word butcher or murder there in the context, that Greek word, you check it out. It's used not of military warfare, but used of animal sacrifice. It's the idea that a slaughtering, a butchering will go on somewhat on a global scale. A lot of people will be removed. And the crisis, cleansing, chaos, anarchy that so many feel in the air and read in the literature. What are you going to do? Where are you going to stay? What food are you going to eat? What water are you going to drink? As a believer in Christ, what will be your witness? How will you stand? Who will you fear? Do we really want disclosure? A disclosure of the entities on that side? Coming to this side? The apocalypse, disclosure of the Antichrist himself, is an immediate evidence that within the next 3 to 4 years, 2 billion or more human beings will die. The environment will be ripped to shreds. And somewhere in the middle of all of this, hey, Thalipsis, hey, Megali, the great, the tribulation, is the opening of the abyss by their side. Now, you read the context. God, sovereign, authoritative, he puts on the limits. The same one that right now has a restrainer in place that holds back the great revolt, the black awakening, chaos, and arrival, disclosure of the Antichrist. There's only one reason that has not yet occurred. The restrainer is in place. The sovereign finger of God, your life right now, by the sovereign hand of God, if you're lost, God seeks you. If you're listening, the living Christ loves you, died for you, shed a holy spiritual blood, rose from the dead, destroyed the finality of death, opened the doors to direct fellowship with God, and the gift of, in our genetics, in the physics of God, indestructible immortality, seeing the face of God and being loved. Do you know God? Do you know Christ? Do you know the Savior? What spirit guides you? Any reason why you wouldn't come to the living Christ? The promise of God to enter into your life, give you the gift of the Spirit of God, love you, forgive you, and Jesus himself coming in. No one has done this for you but him. No one went to a cross like this and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When you die, where do you go? When you die, what is the end? Has your sins been forgiven? Has your life been given the gift of eternal life? Does the presence of God as a seed, see that, 1 John? Because the seed of God remains in those who believe, born of the Spirit of God, remains in you. All the physics of God involving the DNA, the genetics, the coming human race is the glorified race by God based on what Christ did. The glorified race, the metaschismazo, the transformation, the happening at the glorification, first resurrection. And for those who have ever studied the second resurrection, you don't want to be a part of that, nor of the great white throne. All of the entities in the sky, on the ground, in the temples, in the lives of those who invited these entities, all of these entities know that a judgment is coming. They fear Jesus Christ. They don't care about Katsikadl, Buddha, or Muhammad. They know who Jesus Christ is. It is Yahweh in human flesh. It is God in human flesh, Logos, who took on humanity's presence. Let me ask you to check it out, Hebrews chapter 2, the reason for it. Why did God take on human flesh? You check it out. Hebrews 2. So whether you're listening in a military facility, maybe an old Psy warrior in Russia, maybe a black flame 85-year-old Nazi Luciferian in the black forests of Germany, maybe there in the Vatican downloading priests of a black flame. Could it be a new ager, a psychic, a remote viewer that is convinced that it's all just normal human activity in an advanced way, yet you think you're elite? And you know that it's not just human. There is non-human enhancement coming from, as Ed Dames confesses, I listened to him talk to George Norrie last night. Did I hear a word of hope? No. Did I hear how to get to heaven? No. Did I hear about God's love and how to know God clearly? No. You know why? Every remote viewer that I have read, listened to, all the first generation, they have been gripped by an emanating presence and power out of what the old ones called the Akashic Records. Ed Dames in SciTech would refer to it as the collective unconscious or the hall of records. Others would call it the field out there above our heads. This something in the atmosphere, this energy out there in the atmosphere that connects, entangles everything. Yeah, what is that? Well, the Spirit of God reveals that there is behind the energy, behind the presence, behind the records, behind the function, entities. Archon. There is a ruler of the domain, the space, the given temporary space out there of the Eros. A spirit that is now operative supernaturally here on the earth. Ephesians 2, have you read that? If you're listening today, I feel somber about some of these issues. I sit in 8 minutes prior to this live radio show, worshiping, feeling God's holy, awesome, incredible, loving, living presence all over me and inside. Songs were playing. No doubt, steer, you know, just looking out the windows of this beautiful 64-degree day here in Ohio. Windows are open. The wind is blowing. I was out of the woods, beautiful creation. But the crunching sound of Hell's Kitchen. And what is to come? There is only one who came and died and rose and ascended and is coming again. There is only one that has given a clear picture and the testimony of the prophecies of the Old Testament to the New by the hundreds. I know that most remote viewers and psychics and New Agers and Wiccans and Satanists and Chosen Ones and Luciferians in Germany and throughout Europe, you don't know these things. I know that the victims with subpersonalities as assassins with your poisons and explosive expertise, with your smelling of Christian blood, as you've told me, you can't wait for the great Black Awakening chaos. For you, it is a glorious clearing of the stage for the arrival of your future Führer and a new Reich. The Spirit of God has spelled out that the arrival of the dark side on that level spells out the greatest coming destruction of humanity to the point of annihilation. Do you still believe the words of Jesus, Matthew 24, theologians, pastors, scholars, biblically oriented spiritual leaders over your churches? Are the churches prepared? Do they know 1/3 of the content of the New Testament is biblical prophetic revelation? To be used in evangelism, to be used as a warner to the rest of the world, to be used at demonstrating the precise, massive communication of God in advance before the depths of deception and seduction, the depths of the layering. Each of the events to come will layer darkness. You remember what I said? The word the Holy Spirit chose? Meta schizmazatai. Metaschismodzitai. It's over there if you want to take a look at it. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Metaschismodzitai is what's all over the alien agenda, the alien communication, the alien mind, the alien presence, the signs in the skies, the visitations. And listening to what seems to be a very credible man, Mr. Greer, Disclosure Project, speaking with government officials sitting at his table, to the intelligence community, to the military figures that are all testifying that they believe these entities are there. Why did Dan Sherman sit in some kind of machinery at the NSA? You know what I see? You know what I sense? You ever read this 2 Thessalonians 2? Secret mysterium, power of lawlessness is already at work. That little Greek word is supernaturally, progressively operative. Oh, the military has received hell's Trojan horse many years ago. They've been dancing around it and adding in the... Now, notice why. Why is all of the so-called alienology encounters, technologies, also the other side of this fence, mind control, dark powers energizing subpersonalities, all in the deepest and dark secrecy? Blacked out black ops. Because that is where the secret power of lawlessness operates, so as not to be exposed before its time. Though that side at this moment in history desires to break the dam and come rushing into humanity's experience, 2 Thessalonians 2, God's sovereign, bigger, infinite, compared to the sum total of finite evil, has put a restrainer in place. When the restrainer is removed, massive dark side powers, presence, experience, probably technologies, will be unleashed. An event that has never occurred in human history, ever. It has over it this word the Spirit of God used, metaschismodzo, or metaschismodzitai. The word used in 2 Corinthians. The word used in reference to how Satanas, an entity, that engaged the human race, that rose up against Israel and enticed David to sin, that was there to encounter the Christ and oppose him. Oh, he's operative. He stands as an enemy of the human race, an enemy of the presence of God, but is able to... Have you read it? Have you read even the slightest definition? Change the outward appearance, transfigure or adapt, like the dress, to dress up as Uncle Fred, a spirit guide, an ascended master, a Tibetan, to dress up as an alien presence. If you think these are extraterrestrials from some physical planet, from some galaxy far away, though there might be, there's nothing wrong with the possibility of other life forms. But what we're talking about here is in all of the history, in all of the communication, in all of the interaction of the so-called aliens, they demonstrate the exact nature of what is described by Jesus and the rest of the Word of God as demonic entities, cosmocrators, Ephesians 6, the entities in the air above us. Operative, the archon, the You see, in that whole array of fallen angels and the spirits and so forth, there are types, rankings, as some would call it. There are territorial ones over nations and regions, like Allah, a territorial being, possibly the ancient prince of Persia. Now, I know I have notes today. Notes that were written, the PDF file you can download that we have each week for you. Let me say again today, as I speak to you listening live by satellite, listening by the internet, and to those that download, and those that download secretly. I mean, we have those that download over military bases in those areas. We have those that download sitting in cemetery, mortuary, or mausoleums. It's strange. In Berlin, in Paris, in London, and Sheffield, Moscow and Kiev, and Beijing, and 14 other cities in China, Hong Kong, Hawaiian Islands, they're close to where Colonel Shannon lives, Manila, maybe an old talk show radio host is even downloaded and listened once or twice. To the Psi warriors, I just simply tell you, by the love of God, the power and presence of God, I pray that he breaks through to you, that the one that loves you, the one that brings change into life, the one that will give indestructible immortality is God Christ, the Savior. He loves you. You can, anyone listening to me right now, as the Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus could be saved. You know what it means? When you turn and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce all of the deception and all the dark side and all the things that I've got into. Lord Jesus, open my eyes. I turn to you and I accept you as Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead, and that you've come to give me the gift of forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. I receive you and the Spirit of God as gift coming into my life. I turn my life over to you forever. The living Christ can walk right into your life and bring the totality of forgiveness, of new life, of a new start, of the power of God, divine power of God planted into your spirit, emanating into your soulical side, and your body becoming a temple of the Spirit of God. You knowing God, a great joy that will bring tears to your eyes, that will bring joy unspeakable. And the deposit of the Spirit of God, oh, that involves your genetics, that involves your DNA. Listen, 1 Corinthians 15, you read about where this twinkling of an eye, a mystery, Barbara Marx Hubbard and the rest of the New Agers have missed this. We should not all sleep in the issues of death. There's going to be, in the twinkling of an eye, quicker than your blink, Greek word atomic, in a flash, on an atomic level, the same power that was exerted in raising Christ from the dead. Read about it, Romans 1 or Ephesians 2. The same power that raised Christ from the dead, when Jesus stood outside of Lazarus' tomb and simply stood there as God in human flesh. You see, all of creation bowed to him, yielded to him, obeyed him. The winds, the waves, nature, all of it. Creation knows who he is. And the demons know who he really is. Do you know who Jesus is? The real Christ of God, Logos, God literally in human flesh. The physics of it is outstanding and off the charts and amazing and astounding, but the purpose, God so loved the world. Your name inserted. Why am I here? One reason. I want to win you over. I want you to come to Christ. No bones about it, no shame here. Great delight, great joy. Paul did this before a king, the end of the book of Acts. No shame. No shame in wanting you to receive the love of God, the presence of God, the protection of God, the gift of God, and to be there on that day to see God. What's going to happen when you die? I know what's going to happen when I do. So to the Luciferian, to the sub-personality, to the even the programmed, God has extraordinary miracle. May God stretch out his hand and bring extraordinary miracle to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. May God stretch out his hand to save, to heal, to deliver, to crush dark powers, to rip off the mask, the meta schizmazitai. Show you what dark beings have gripped you. How are you going to get out of it? How are you going to get out of it? There's a Savior at a cross. Do you remember the words? The reason God so loved the world. The Greek word gar in that little verse, John 3:16, is like, this is an amazing thing. God so loved the world that he gave monogenesis, the only begotten, the only one of a kind. You read verse 17, God sent him into the world not to condemn the world. Now, I know that there are those that want to just listen to new conspiracy technologies and so forth and so on. But I'm here to tell you that the three reasons why right now, concerning the reason for all this spiritual deception, well, to cloak what's really there. What's really there is human hating, human using, human enslaving entities who have the ability to put on a dress, look like an alien, look like Uncle Fred, look like an ascended master, look like ancient wise men, look like whatever they need to. I remember when the British during the World War II developed a principle of deceit where they out of you might want to say balloon material created tanks and military weaponry and blew them up. I mean, what I mean by blowing up literally with air. They had this whole array that made the Germans that were trying to observe think that that was a massive military buildup, and for them to divert their attention from London and other places and go there and blow up all that the tanks and the cannons and all of that massive military buildup. And all of it was a deceit. And it worked. For many of you listening, the dark side's deceit is working. They cloak what they really are because you wouldn't want what they really are. Number two, they cloak what their real purpose is because they don't want you to know that purpose. Armageddon, kill God, destroy humanity, enslave us, use us. The only reason for the mark, the only reason for the image, the only reason for the coming planetary ritual release of demon powers is to lead millions to the fields of Armageddon. Where are you going to be on that day? Well, where are you going to be? Where are you right now? We love you. We're praying for you. Into the hour, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Blessings to those who are believers. Keep us in your mighty prayers. Remember us in support. Good night.